Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the show. It is Monday. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Oh man, I had a pretty good weekend. I had some fun things are in the work for me and my life, and it's great news. And you can't hear us humming. You can't hear me? Yes, you can. You guys can hear me. Stop messing with me. Anyway, welcome to the show. It is the Krigler Show. It always has been the Krigler Show. Anyway, we've got a fun show tonight. We're going to be talking about the Chinese rocket that, thankfully, landed in the ocean. Whew. That's a big load off the mind, isn't it? Because it could have landed anywhere. We don't know. And, yeah, interesting. So, welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about also the Queen of England. Long may she live, the Queen of England. Yes, long live the Queen. She's certainly based with something she just came out with. We're going to talk about what that is. I'm pretty excited to see it, too. And it's kind of goes against the narrative. I was pretty excited to see it. I was like, all right, right on, Queen. Okay, Queen. Get it, Queen. Anyway. Yeah, then we're going to talk about this whole pipeline thing. I don't know if you know what's going on, but I think it's the largest pipeline in America got hacked and shut down, and we are now having to bring in ships of oil to fix or, you know, figure out, you know, to get Americans their oil that they need to, you know, run everything. So we're going to talk about that. Turns out it's not Russia, even though they keep talking about how it's not Russia. They're like, it's not Russia, but they're in Russia. It's something to do with Russia. We should really look into Russia. And it's like, okay, calm down a little bit. Yeah, but then I also have an article about China being finally, someone has called them out for being the world's number one polluter. It's not Greta Thunberg, by the way. It's surprisingly silent from her on this end of the thing. So, yeah, and then we're going to talk about T-Rexes. Yeah, I got a cool article about T-Rexes, about how many different generations of their family that we've actually figured it out. It's a pretty large number. It's pretty incredible. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. You're going to have to wait until I get into that segment later, but I'm pretty excited to let you know. It's pretty cool. I like dinosaurs. I don't know if you know this about me. And yeah, so we're... I see some interesting opinions of the Queen in chat, and that's okay. You guys are, jeez, my goodness, spicy takes on the Queen. Okay, you're allowed to have your opinion. My goodness, I'm just going to give you what I've found about this article. All right. Anyway, before you do, check us out. I, of course, have delicious coffee that you can check it out. KriglerCoffee.com. It's really delicious. And go follow the Instagram because it's amazing. My mom actually just did this. This is my resting Krigler coffee face. She did this. Pretty hilarious. Shout out to my mom. It was Mother's Day yesterday. Hopefully, you called your mothers, called your grandmothers, call whoever is, you know, close to you. Say hello to your family. But most importantly, say what's up to your moms, because you only get one, and they gave you life. They're the life, the birthing, call your birthing person. It was birthing person day yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. And what's up, mom? I saw you in chat. I see you over there. I saw you in chat somewhere. I don't see her right now, but I know she's listening. She's always listening. She's my number one fan. Love you, mom. All right, let's talk about this. First, I want to show, this is what I was referring to. The Queen's speech, voters will need photo ID for general elections. But isn't that racist? Isn't that disenfranchising minorities? Britons will have to show photo ID to vote in future general elections. Ministers are poised to confirm this week as a means of tackling fraud, which critics slam could deter poorer and ethnic minority voters from taking part in democracy. But that's not what they say in this country. I thought it disenfranchised those poor and ethnic minority voters. But that's what they're saying about Georgia. The voting laws in Georgia are racist, aren't they? I thought that's the whole reason why they're against the voter ID. Because it's racist. Because for some reason, the Democrats in the far left thinks that minorities cannot get identification to vote. I posted this and I was like, booba based queen. And everyone's like, there's some people in England that were posting on my Twitter feed. Like, I had no idea that you were even allowed to vote without ID in some states, mind you, not all states. They asked for my ID when I went and voted in Arizona over the election last year. And I kind of was shocked also, like, why wouldn't you need an ID to prove that you're you to vote on one of the most important things that we have in this country is voting? You know, we should, you know, make sure you are who you are and that you're alive and shown up to vote. And that the mail-in ballots had creases in them to be, you know, considered mailed in instead of just processed. Anyway, back to the story at hand. The proposal is to be included in Tuesday's Queen's speech, which will set out the government's post-pandemic priorities and the laws it intends to pass in the forthcoming parliamentary season. Or session. However, the dozens of announcements are unlikely to include details of long-awaited reforms of funding for adult social care, a 2019 Conservative manifesto promise which has been parked pending cross-party discussions. A requirement that all voters carry voter ID could impede people who wish to turn up at polling stations without planning ahead, given about a quarter of voters, often young voters, do not either have a passport or a driver's license, critics say. Really? Okay, wait. Wish to turn up without planning ahead? Everybody has ID. Everyone gets ID. It's a part of becoming an adult. You get an ID. You either get a... You can't travel without ID. You can't get liquor or cigarettes or what else? I mean, you can't fly. You need an ID. I mean, it's... They just changed the law recently that I think just already went into effect. You can't fly without a government-issued identification. Is that not racist then? Is that not disenfranchising minorities to be able to have access to flying around without an ID? See, this whole argument that they have, it's like they need ID for everything except for one of the most important things. And that's what the Queen is saying here. We need ID. Yeah. Often young voters do not have a passport or driver's license. Okay, well, what about just regular government issues identification cards? They're not hard to get. You don't have to take a test. You show up and they take your picture. You give them your address of where you live and that's it. It's like $20. Last I remember. Okay, sue me if it's $35. Okay, don't sue me. That was a joke. That's a joke. I don't know exactly how much it is, but it's not that much. It's part of becoming an adult. The government has previously said people would be able to apply for a voting ID card from their local church, at their local council, although this would have been done before polling day. Early trials in some areas led to hundreds of voters being turned away. The voting reforms, which will also include a limit on the number of postal votes that can be handed in on behalf of others, are being justified by ministers as a way to reduce the risk of electoral fraud. However, the Electoral Commission says the country has low levels of proven electoral fraud. In 2019, there was just one conviction and one police caution for impersonating another voter. I think one is enough to need some sort of reform. American civil rights groups have already warned Britons that such measures are often used to disenfranchise voters. Oh, what a surprise. American civil rights group have reached out to let them know you're disenfranchising voters who do not have the required paperwork. The changes would affect UK-wide and English elections, while voters in Northern Ireland are already required to show identification before voting. Okay, so the Irish have to be forced to show their ID already. Well, why? What is that? Isn't that racist against Irish people? Huh? Isn't it? I mean, going on American civil rights groups, right? That means that they're already being prosecuted for being Irish. No? I mean, these are their rules. I'm just kind of, you know, going with the flow here. I'm trying to understand their logic. Because what is the required paperwork? An address? Your own? I don't understand. Like, when I got an ID before I got my driver's license, all I had to do was show up and say I needed an identification, and they said, okay, show who you are. I had my birth certificate. That helped out a lot. Do you not have access to your own birth certificate? I mean, some people don't, I guess. But you can figure it out. It's part of being an adult. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. You need it. Just learn how to do it. You got to learn taxes on your own. They're not saying that's disenfranchisement. Just figure it out. Taxes are, they suck. Doing taxes is annoying. All right, but they don't teach that in school. Why not? They should. You know why they don't? Because they don't want people really knowing what's it all about. That's probably why. Yeah, but IDs though. Come on. Systemic racism, probably. While ministers are pressing ahead with electoral reforms, they have found it harder to draw up a plan to reform the social care system. Oh, the social care system. All right, the rest is about the social care system. That's not what I want to talk about. I'm so over it. All right, that's each country is their own. England's tiny compared to us, America. And I think voter ID is incredibly important. I think the Georgia law isn't racist at all. The media has just spun it to be the most racist thing when they don't realize that they're being racist. But they're saying minorities aren't able to get an ID card. That means if you're a minority, these people are basically saying you can't do it. You're not able to. You're lesser of a person because of this. That's basically what they're saying. And they're saying it proudly and yelling at the other side going, how dare you? These people need help. They can't do it. Speaking for the minorities, mind you. They're sitting there. They're now reaching out to the English government going, how dare you, England? You racists. You're disenfranchising these minorities who can't do it. How is that not offensive? I would be offended. But of course, they think because I'm white, I can easily go get an ID. Well, I think most people can just go get IDs. And you should. You should have an ID card. You should. You should be able to prove who you are for getting a flight, going to buy alcohol, going to do many of the things that require an ID card. But most importantly, voting. Voting's pretty huge. I would like to have integrity when it comes to voting. I'd like to have our voting system locked in and solid. Right now, the Maricopa County, Arizona, they're doing a full audit and why they're being ridiculed for it. It's like, I just want to know. What's wrong with that? I mean, even just talking about this stuff, do I have a disclaimer under my video yet? Seriously, I'm curious because I don't even have to talk about the election and all of a sudden there's a disclaimer under my video. I was making fun of some of Biden's policies last week and YouTube put a disclaimer about the 2020 election. I didn't even mention the 2020 election and there was a disclaimer. And then someone tagged me on Twitter and let me know and I tagged YouTube. I said, what's the deal with this? And they just said, oh, it seems like that's a thing that appears when, you know, there's misinformation. I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't even talking about that. Crickets. And then they sent me a message, a PM, a private message on Twitter saying, how was your experience working with YouTube? How was it? I mean, it's great because I'm able to monetize my show and, you know, maybe make a life for myself and my family, which would be wonderful. And I owe a lot to that to you for showing up and supporting me. Thank you, mind you. And, you know, all I see is YouTube saying, you're not allowed to say this. You're not allowed to talk about this. They've deleted my videos. They've given me strikes for my opinion. You know, it's so I didn't even respond because I couldn't respond. Because if I gave them my full, honest opinion, they'd probably boot me off the platform. Love you, YouTube. Anyway, yeah, we'll pay more attention to that as it goes. Let's move on to this pipeline thing. So for those who don't know, a criminal group believed to be behind the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, major concerns about fuel supply. And this is it right here. It runs from Texas all the way up through New Jersey. I don't see the top of the map. I don't know if it goes all the way up to New York, but it goes right past me. I mean, I'm in Maryland over here. So, you know, I'm outside D.C. and Baltimore, which it seems like it goes just north of D.C. and right through Baltimore, maybe. But yeah, the Colonial Pipeline Company was the victim of a cybersecurity attack Friday in an incident that involved ransomware. The company, which is responsible for the country's largest fuel pipeline, immediately halted operations, which affected the transportation of oil to the eastern United States and beyond. The FBI says the DarkSide ransomware group is responsible for the compromise. The U.S. government also issued a rare emergency declaration after the cyber attack. Thanks to the declaration, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is now working to create more flexibility for motor carriers and drivers. FMCSA is issuing a temporary hours of service exemption that applies to those transporting gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and other refined petroleum products to Alabama, Arkansas, District of Columbia, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. A lot of the eastern states. Below is a statement from the Colonial Pipeline Company. Colonial Pipeline continues to dedicate vast resources to restoring pipeline operations quickly and safely. Segments of our pipeline are being brought back online in a stepwise fashion, in compliance with relevant federal regulations and in close consultation with the Department of Energy, which is leading and coordinating the federal government's response. Restoring our network to normal operations is a process that requires the diligent remediation of our systems, and this takes time. In response to that cybersecurity attack on our system, we proactively took certain systems offline to contain the threat, which temporarily halted all pipeline operations and affected some of our IT systems. To restore service, we must work to ensure that each of these systems can be brought back online safely. While this situation remains fluid and continues to evolve, the Colonial Operations Team is executing a plan that involves an incremental process that will facilitate a return to service in a phased approach. This plan is based on a number of factors, with safety and compliance driving our operational decisions, and the goal of substantially restoring operational service by the end of the week. The company will provide updates as restoration efforts progress. We continue to evaluate product inventory in storage tanks at our facilities and other along our system and are working with our shippers to move this product to terminals for local delivery. Actions taken by the federal government to issue a temporary hours of service exemption for motor carriers and drivers transporting refined products across Colonial's footprint should help alleviate local supply disruptions, and we thank our government partners for their assistance in resolving this matter. Our primary focus continues to be the safe and efficient restoration of service to our pipeline system while minimizing disruption for our customers and all those who rely on Colonial Pipeline. We appreciate the patience of the traveling public and the support we have received from the federal government and our peers throughout the industry. Now, of course, Biden says there's no evidence of Russia being behind the Colonial Pipeline attack, although there is evidence of the actor's ransomware is in Russia. Okay, so they found that this, what is the company called again? A DarkSide ransomware group is in Russia, but it isn't Russia per se. So we don't actually know. We do know that it was basically an emergency declaration that has been declared. So we'll see what's going to happen there. I do find it interesting, though. I got to just say, fuel prices have been on the rise lately. And I even got into, I wouldn't say an argument, because I didn't really argue. I just kind of made a statement, and it triggered a liberal friend of mine. They were another, we'll just say Trump supporter friend of mine, posted about gas going up. Now, this was about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. I think it was maybe mid-March. And they were like, gas prices, my goodness, like, thanks, Biden. And I was like, yeah, it's going to get worse. Watch. And my, we'll call him liberal friend, started like snapping off because he's like, oh, of course, these guys want to blame Biden for everything. It's this and this and this. And I was like, I mean, it is his fault. Like, his policies are directly, he canceled the Keystone Pipeline. We were energy independent for the first time in 40 years, maybe longer. I don't remember exactly the amount of time, but now we've got this happening. Like, suddenly our main pipeline is under attack, and now we're going to have to buy. I'm sorry, not we're going to have to buy. We are literally having ships sent from Europe churning over here with gas so that we can buy from other sources. I mean, we are no longer energy independent. That's kind of huge. We're now reliant on other people's gas. Like, that's the whole reason the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was terrible, because it locked us in to buying gas from other countries. It, you know, down in the bill, if you find out, it's like, actually, we were locked in. We had to. And if we stopped buying oil from these countries, they could sue us. They didn't want us to be energy independent. This gas comes from Texas. Okay? Look, I'm all about moving on to a new energy, but I recognize the fact that we need gas still. All right? And until we don't need gas, it would be nice that we wouldn't have to, you know, pay other countries that may have terrible environmental policies. Right? Like China, for example, which leads me perfectly into my next segment. China labeled biggest polluter, more than the U.S. and the rest of the developed countries combined. Combined. Where you at, Greta? Where you at, Greta? I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you, Greta. I don't hear you. No? Oh, yeah. How dare you? To the U.N. and the U.S.? Right. Because we're the leading issue. No, we're not. It's all the crap that people buy from China. Look, I love this UFO. But guaranteed it's made in China. Let's find out. There's literally nothing written on it. Is that weird? Of course there's nothing written on this thing. You know, that's crazy, because everything that's made in China always says made in China. Isn't this kind of nice, though? Look at this little platform. Anyway. Yeah. It's not us. Uh-huh. It's China. It's places that don't have environmental protections like we do. You don't think we have some crazy loops that we got to jump through to make sure that everything's clean, that we do? Guaranteed we do. Guaranteed. A new climate report published today claims China is by far the highest producer in greenhouse gas emissions. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this for quite some time, that I know, like, this isn't really surprising, right? This is something that I've just assumed, because they make all the crap. They make all the stuff that people don't need but buy anyway. And they make a lot of things that people do need, all right? Don't get me wrong, all right? Some products are necessary. Medicines, by the way, a lot of our medicines come from China also. Something we should probably work on also. A story is from CNBC, highlights the findings from a research research and analytics firm called the Rhodium Group. In their new report they just published earlier today, they've directly said that China's greenhouse gas emissions for 2019 surpassed the United States and the rest of the developed world combined. Their article comes with a line graph that demonstrates how Chinese gas emissions accelerated happened over time. So this goes from 1990 all the way to 2019. And you could see this is the rest of the world, pretty much the same. I mean, it kind of going down a little bit. You would think that it would have gone down a lot more, right? As China's emissions went up, that the rest of the world would go down. But no, China just went from really down low all the way up as they just started pumping out all the products. China's percentage share of overall million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions was 27%. The United States coming in second, sitting at 11%. In a close tie for third is India and European Union with 6.6 and 6.4, respectively. The Rhodium Report points out that given China's size, that context might help somewhat explain why they ended up where they are now. In the clash between the United States and China, the issue of climate is often brought up. However, last month's meeting between the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate Change, John Kerry, and China Special Envoy for Climate Change, Xi Zhenhua, shows some international cooperation is still on the table. President Biden's stance on confronting China is a point of contention, especially when it comes to climate. This is largely due to the contrast of direct confrontation from the White House on stateside climate initiatives versus a weaker backbone to call out other nations to do the same. Other nations? How about just one? Why don't you just start with one? China. Call them out, okay? Why don't you call them out? In a recent Earth Day speech last month, Biden refused to condemn China despite their reputation for pollution. The closest in terms of commitment on the issue was seen back in early March. It was when the Biden administration touted the possibility of a carbon tax on imported goods. Huh. Why don't you call them out? Look, even NASA denounced China, is calling them out.
Failing to
look at this. NASA criticized China after rocket debris lands in the Indian Ocean. All right, so I talked about this last week. All right, China is setting up their own, I was going to say International Space Station, but it's the Chinese space station. They're setting it up, and this was the first of many. Okay, this isn't just one rocket that's just happened to be something that was a mistake or something. They're about to send, I think, 11 or 12 more rockets into space to finish building their space station. Okay, they put something into space and just let the rocket tumble down. Now, I showed the trajectory last week. It wasn't even anywhere close to China. So China wasn't even, there was no worry, no bother that it was going to come anywhere close to Chinese land. But it was definitely over America. It was definitely over Africa. I think New Zealand also was on the flight path. But it happened to land in the Indian Ocean. Good. Thank goodness it didn't land on and kill anybody like it could have. It was like a 10-ton rocket, 12-ton rocket or something. Okay? But NASA's actually criticizing them. And good riddance. Let me get rid of this stupid thing. NASA denounced China for failing to meet responsible standards after debris from an uncontrolled rocket re-entered Earth's atmosphere late Saturday evening. Chinese state media, citing the China-manned Space Engineering Office, reported that the debris landed in the Indian Ocean west of the Maldives. Most of the debris burned up in the atmosphere, the office added. The U.S. Space Command confirmed the rocket's reentry on Sunday, but said it was unknown if the debris touched down on land or water. So we don't actually even know. We're just trusting that China told us the truth. In a statement on Saturday, NASA's administrator Bill Nelson criticized Beijing, writing that it is critical for China and other countries to act responsibly and transparently in space. Agreed. Spacefaring nations must minimize the risk to people and property on Earth of re-entries of space objects and maximize transparency regarding those operations. It is clear that China is failing to meet responsible standards regarding their space debris. Nelson, a former Democratic senator from Florida, wrote, "It is critical that China and all spacefaring nations and commercial entities act responsible and transparently in space to ensure the safety, stability, security, and long-term sustainability of outer space activities," he added. The debris came from a China Long March 5B rocket that took off from China's Hainan Island on April 29th, according to Reuters. And then according to the Associated Press, people in Jordan, Oman, and Saudi Arabia spotted debris from the rocket, posting videos of falling chunks on social media. Good riddance. SpaceX went ahead and created a rocket that will just come back down and land itself and then be reused. That's what I'm talking about. And if they didn't, you know they're going to make sure it lands in the ocean. Not like, well, it's not going to hit us, so who cares? That's the attitude I'm getting from China, okay? Well, everyone else buys our crap. I mean, even Chinese citizens have to breathe the air over there. It's nuts. I mean, really got to say it's the CCP, right? Because they're really the ones in control. It's not really the Chinese citizens. It's the CCP that are going, meh. That's the vibe I'm getting, you know? And it's ridiculous. So get your act together, China. And my goodness. You think they have someone that's going, yo, CCP, this Adam Krigler guy, he's talking shit. Excuse my language, but hey, man, you gotta do something about this guy. He's spreading some lies about us. Guarantee you that's what they're doing. Krigler coffee. All right, let's talk about T-Rexes. Check out this cool article I found. About 2.5 billion T-Rex roamed Earth, but not all at once. 2.5 billion T-Rexes. Now, this is, of course, over the course of them reigning over the Earth as one of the, you know, apex predators on this planet. Here's an epic photo of a T-Rex as an asteroid strikes Earth. I guess maybe they're trying to make this Chuxulub, which is supposedly the asteroid that hit the Earth and killed all the dinosaurs. That's a cool story. One Tyrannosaurus Rex seems scary enough. Now picture 2.5 billion of them. That's how many of the fierce dinosaur king probably roamed Earth over the course of a couple million years, a new study finds. A couple million years. That's pretty amazing. Using calculations based on body size, sexual maturity, and the creature's energy needs, a team at the University of California, Berkeley figured out just how many T-Rex lived over 127,000 generations. According to a study in Thursday's Journal Science, it's a first-of-its-kind number, just like an estimate with a margin of error that's the size of a T-Rex. I see what they did there. That's a lot of jaws, said study lead author Charles Marshall, director of the University of California's Museum of Paleontology. That's a lot of teeth. That's a lot of claws. The species roamed North America for about 1.2 million to 3.6 million years, meaning the T-Rex population density was small at any one moment. There would be about two in a place the size of Washington, D.C., or 3,800 in California, the study says. Probably like a lot of people, I literally did a double take to make sure that my eyes hadn't deceived me when I first read that 2.5 billion T-Rexes have ever lived, said McAllister College paleobiologist Christy Curry Rogers, who wasn't a part of the study. Here is an awesome picture of a T-Rex bones in before people are like, they're not real, they're rocks. Yeah, okay. They returned to rocks. Marshall said the estimate helps scientists figure out the preservation rate of T-Rex fossils and underscores how lucky the world is to know about them at all. About 100 or so T-Rex fossils have been found, 32 of them with enough material to figure they are adults. If there were 2.5 million T-Rex instead of 2.5 billion, we probably would never have known they existed, he said. Marshall's team calculated the population by using a general biology rule of thumb that says the bigger the animal, the less dense its population. Then they added estimates of how much energy the carnivorous T-Rex needed to stay alive. Somewhere between a Komodo dragon and a lion. The more energy required, the less dense the population. They also factored in that the T-Rex reached sexual maturity somewhere around 14 to 17 years old and lived at most 28 years. Given uncertainties in the creature's generational length, range, and how long they roamed, the Berkeley team said the population could be as little as 140 million or as much as 42 billion, with 2.4 billion as a middle value. So that's just a middle value. Wow. The science about the biggest land living carnivores of all time is important, but the truth, as I see it, is that this is kind of a thing that's just very cool, said Purdue University geology professor James Farlow. And I agree. I love T-Rexes. I don't know, my favorite dinosaur. People have actually asked me this before. I think I'm going to go with a Stegosaurus. Maybe Triceratops, One of those two. Herbivores can still whoop ass, right? You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'm going to pull up Stegosaurus just in case you don't know. How many people saw The Land Before Time? Do you guys love that? So these, if you don't know, these are the Stegosaurus. Really cool. Huge plated bones on their back. Very cool. And then, of course, the Triceratops. If you don't know, if you don't know about Triceratops, I mean, come on. Where have you been living? Yeah. All right, so check us out. Let's get into some super chats. I have a couple that I missed because, you know, YouTube loves you, Robert Wiles. 3 more days till I get to pick up my fake leg on Wednesday. I can't wait to show my niece and make the vid so I can show you all her reaction seeing her name. Nice. That's cool, Robert. Didn't have the room to say have a blessed night and life doing what you love. And thanks for all you do for us, Adam. You have a blessed soul, Adam. Thank you so much, Robert. I always do appreciate you, buddy. I do appreciate it. Let's see. I just want to see. Yeah, Google Ducky. That's Land Before Time. Obviously, people have seen it. A Megasaurus. What is a Megasaurus? Let's see what that is. I like the Titano snake. I don't remember the Titanoboa. Let's see. Brontosaurus. Cool. All right. Petrie gang. Right on, right. A Brontosaurus. Got a lot of cool dinosaur fans in chat. Right on. Sectus Gaming says, did you get the dice from the mail? I didn't go to the mailbox last week at all, but I will make sure I go tomorrow, Sectus, just in case, because I want to roll that die. Mark G says, my gas here in Dallas went up 40 cents in overnight. Luckily, Krigler Coffee is still $13.95 for a 12-ounce bag. Buy Krigler Coffee. Thank you, Mark G. Yes, Krigler Coffee is delicious. This coffee here has just been teasing me. I can't get enough of it. Mark G says, if blacks buy menthol cigarettes to the point the government wants to ban them, how are they buying cigarettes? You need an ID to buy cigarettes. ID isn't racist. That's kind of funny, actually, the way that you, what you pointed out there. They're saying that people, minorities can't get ID, but you need an ID to buy cigarettes, and they're trying to ban menthol because most of the black minorities smoke menthol, right? It's nothing makes sense to these people. They just pick and choose whenever they want. That's really what it is. Mark Robshaw says, identity is systemic racism. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah, exactly. Man, Robshaw says, sup, y'all? It's me, your boy, Mark Mongold. What up, Robshaw? How you doing, buddy? Josh, oh my gosh, says, I want to like the video, but it's at 169 First World Problems. By all means, go ahead and like it now. If you haven't smashed that like button, please do smash it and share my videos and subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, please do. Ramashaw says, I need to get Elon to drink Krigler coffee. That'd be dope. I wonder if he drinks coffee. He seems like the guy that just his brain is like a freaking processor that doesn't need extra juice. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like how did you guys watch him on SNL? I didn't watch him. I didn't watch SNL because I don't know. I haven't watched SNL in a long time. Maybe because they went woke and I just meh. But I will talk about Gina Carano tomorrow. I'm going to talk about it. There's some amazing news that she might be coming back to Disney because of fan outrage, which would be dope. Paying close attention there. And tonight she's airing with Bear Grylls, like Surviving the Wild. Bear Grylls and Gina Carano. I want to watch that episode. I don't know where to even watch it, but I saw it was watching The Quartering and he was talking about it. So I'm pretty hyped on that. Let's see. Mark G says, no disclaimer yet as of 5:45 Central Time, so 6:45. So I was in the midst of talking about the Queen's speech, talking about election. Okay. All right, cool. That's good to know. R2C3PO2 said, random comment, do everyone a favor and grab a random photo of Biden and invert the colors. Control plus I in Microsoft Paint. Do this for just about anyone. Is that just makes him look freaky or what? Okay, maybe I'll try that out. Mark G says, call me a conspiracy theorist, but there is more to this. Randomware shutting down an entire company, then the government declaring an emergency? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I tweeted out. I was like, this is awfully convenient to cover up the rising gas prices already, and now it's going to even skyrocket more. Mark Robichaud says, can't even protect a pipeline. Right. You think they, if they can't protect one of the most important infrastructures, you know, and they can't get into, like, routers of election software? I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying a lot. If you know what I'm saying. Do you guys know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying. Robert Sala said, whatever happened to close systems to prevent external attacks? The pipeline control should never be able to be accessed externally. So dumb. I know. Thank you. Why? Why is it connected to an external source? Why should an external source be allowed to even get into that system? You'd think that they would learn, at least by now, don't let other things connect inside because they can manipulate stuff. Yes, I'm talking about a lot of things right now. I mean, I'm just talking specifically about the pipeline. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robert Sutter said, wow, they blamed Russia for everything Trump did. Yeah, of course they did. And at least the electric car tech is moving forward, thanks to Elon Musk, for sure. He's basically pioneered it. Robichaud again says, everyone moved their manufacturing to China. Duh. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's just like, well, China doesn't have environmental protections. China has cheap forced labor. Let's just make a killing and up our profit rates like crazy because we can't. Capitalism. Yay. Okay, that's the negative side of capitalism. Fast fashion, cheap stuff made in bulk just to push the product out there. It's terrible. Now they're even stealing American ideas. Like, there's inventors in America that are making incredible things. Someone posted on my locals the other day about an American inventor that invented a mousetrap, one of the best mousetraps ever made. There was this guy who basically rates mousetraps on his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel is about mousetraps. And he was basically made a video about how there's this mousetrap that's incredible that was patented here in America. And then China basically made the exact same thing, verbatim, the same exact thing, and then put out all these ads on Amazon, Instagram, just blasted the ads using the person's original video of the actual product that's patented and are selling knockoffs from China. It's crazy. You gotta make sure, support American made. Just like my mug. That's American made right there, baby. American made mug. Mm. Love that mug. Mark G says, China is okay since they signed the Paris Accord. / sarcasm. Right. They don't care. That's why NASA was making fun of them, well, calling them out, criticizing them, because they supposedly signed this thing to be a part of it, and they're not even care. They don't care. They're not signing the space treaty because they want to get to the moon and say, the moon's ours now. F off the rest of the world. The moon is ours. And guess what? They're going there. They have a rover on the far side of the moon right now. Per my space experts that were on my show a couple months back. More than a couple months, like 4 months ago, I guess. Jeez. Robichaud says, oh no, words used against China. That'll teach him. Yeah, that's not going to do anything. Robichaud says, China doesn't give a flying F. Words don't mean S. Pardon me. You're absolutely right. They just don't care. Robichaud says, China will win because no one does anything. What do we do? What do we do? We stop buying Chinese products? That's huge. Let's start there. Stop buying the products from China. Don't buy Chinese products anymore. If you can avoid it, do it. Avoid it. I think that'll make a huge difference. If we stop buying from them, then they stop producing as much. American made, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Man, there was a website that someone showed me once, and I don't remember what it was, but it was all American made everything. If someone has access to that and knows what I'm talking about, that website, please go to my locals page. It's adamkrigler.locals.com. Come to my locals page and post it up because I want to know what it is. I don't remember exactly what website it is, but it's awesome. Yeah, it's cool. Let's see. Robert Shaw says, what did Robert Wiles do to YouTube? I know, right? YouTube loves getting rid of his comments. Super chats, not just comments, super chats. Straight up. NA says, hey, love the show. Check out No Motion Gold Mask. Okay, I'll check that out after the show. I don't know. I have no idea what that even is, but yeah, I'll check it out. Mark Robershaw says, is it a fake leg still? Fake if you use it? Right, it's not really fake because it's your leg now, isn't it, Robert? He's got. Robert Shaw has a good point. Don't you agree, Robert Wiles? Robert Shaw says, like dinosaurs play Ark. I have been told that I would like the game Ark a lot. I haven't played it yet, but I've got a lot of games on my palette as it stands right now, so I don't know. The Magnum Express says the name for the spikes on the Stegosaurus's tail come from the Far Side comic, No Joke. Really? That's cool. I love that. Far Side's great. White Recluse says, you think they're sabotaging our fossil fuel industry to turn to green energy? Or just covering their butts to spike the price of gas? Who knows, White Recluse? But maybe also that. Yeah, could be. Mark Robertson says, China doesn't care. They don't care. I know. I agree, Robertson. I agree. Buck Brink says, my mother works at that mousetrap place, Knee Mousetraps. Oh, really? Oh, right on, Buck. Cool, cool. Vasidia says, just wanted to pass on a crypto tip. Verify you can get your money out if you use a foreign exchange. Got 1.2 trillion Shinu Ibu coins. I can't get out. Oof, that sucks. Mark Robershaw says, trade embargo is the only peaceful way. Exactly. Stop buying Chinese products. Right. Buy American. Buy fair trade. You know, buy local. Go to farmers markets. No joke. Because they're local farmers bringing their stuff to markets that you buy directly from them. It's legit. Do that. That's amazing. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, shootings are so common, it's not always illegally obtained. Why is gun crime so high? Do you think guns will be banned eventually as a result? I don't know, man. That's a whole conversation, Sawyer. They can't ban them. They could be 3D printed. There's going to be a black market for them. It's not the legal gun owners that they have problems with. The legal gun owners are all about gun safety. Okay? Sure. Okay. Yes, there is some issues with some gun owners, but like for the most part, most gun crimes are from illegal guns, black market guns. You know, that's always going to be a thing, black market everything. That there's a reason why the black markets exist. There's a reason why drug dealers make a lot of money, right? Because they peddle in things that are illegal, therefore people still want it because people are going to do what people want to do. R2C3PO2 again says, inverting the colors of someone's picture highlights facial features you don't normally see. Makes Killery look like a demon. Well, that's not really surprising. Mark Robshaw says, I'm pissed because war is all I see with China. We let them build up so much. Now anything we do to stop them will result in war, but we must do something. Well, Robert Shaw, I don't know, man. We're at an impasse. It feels like we got to do something. Fractal says, "Man, I had a crazy Sunday. Someone's pet tiger was let loose in my neighborhood. I was literally in my garage and a tiger walked by. Happened in Houston." What? You watched a tiger walk by your garage door? That's nuts. That's nuts. Wow. Okay. That's an interesting weekend. that's a crazy one, man. That's pretty cool. Well, if you haven't smashed the like button yet, please smash the like button. You guys are the best. I do appreciate all of them smashes. This is for all the people that have smashed the like button. This is my awesome bell that Jason Dixon got me. Very cool. I love all the stuff that you guys send me. Someone sent me this. This is my favorite coffee mug. It just says Adam the Spinner. I guess they got it for the other the show it used to be on. Mark Robichaud says sometimes you need to stand even if you can't win. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we gotta just stop buying Chinese products, yo. We have to stop buying Chinese. You know, buy American made, man. American made is the way to do it. Made in the USA, baby. Look at this clean mug. I love this thing. Yeah. Krieger coffee. I don't know if you guys saw this behind me, but this is the inspiration patch that I got. This is for supporting St. Jude. It's a pretty cool patch that I just got in the mail today. So this is from entering into a race to potentially fly in the Dragon capsule around the Earth. I don't think I won. I feel like I would have been told, although they never actually announced the winners. I've been trying to find out, and it's pretty cool. I really like this patch. It's pretty sweet. We got the SpaceX suits, four of them down at the bottom, and the Dragon capsule flying off, and a little St. Jude child. Support the kids, yo.
Come on.
Stay. Is it going to stay? It's going to stay. All right. Hey, you know what? What time is it? We got a little early. 7:22. I was working on a new song earlier. Kind of like it. Ooh, Andrew Smith says, emailed you some photos of objects I saw in the sky. Didn't notice it until a couple days later. Figured you'd be interested. Ah, I'll check it out. Thank you. Robichaud says, wonder if aliens will step in if war erupts. Probably not. I really appreciate all you guys. Thank you all for hanging out with me and tuning in. I've got a lot of changes that are going to be coming soon. I'm going to have to take a break from the show for a little bit. I will be doing the show as much as I can. I do have this laptop that I just got that I can basically do my show anywhere now, which is very cool. As long as I have an internet connection, I will be here to, you know, for you guys. I'm going to just talking about the stuff that I find out. SpaceX is doing Starlink, which is really cool because I could potentially be anywhere and do my show. And I'm pretty excited about the future. I can't really tell you what is going to happen because it's not really finalized yet, but it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. My life is it's going to change, but it's for the better. It's for the best. Don't worry. I thank you, everybody. Yeah, I know. It's there's a lot going on behind the scenes I can't really talk about, so I just it's kind of a bummer, but you know, it is what it is. Just makes me think of the Forge, you know. You just gotta, life is a forge, you know? You gotta choose how you are formed, you know? All right, well, thank you all very much. You guys are the best. Mom, I love you. I see you in chat right now. And, I love you guys too. You guys are the best. Thank you all for supporting me. I'm gonna spin this UFO for all of you. For showing up for me every day. You guys do. You guys are fantastic. I will be back on my Twitch channel tonight. At usual time, usually around 9:30, 10:00. I'll see you guys then. And if not, I will see you tomorrow on The Krigler Show here on YouTube. Good night, everybody. Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.